There was a team of people at Nottingham, based at the university, doing this work for the Chemical Society. I think some were chemists, and I think the director was a computer person. He came in from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there were quite a lot of computer people there running the machine. I think the thing to stress is that I had no contact with the computer at all.
Right.
And this would be a mainframe, and I got nowhere near it. But, a few years later, you had a situation where the librarians, the information people, had a terminal which could directly access these magnetic tapes, and they could interrogate it and pull information out for you. Would be doing that using a pretty esoteric query language, which was why we weren't doing it. The whole of the chemical abstract literature going back to 1960, I think, was available there, and information could be searched. And it was also significant because they could then print out the actual information, the abstract that they'd found.